Hello and welcome back to Sex, Love, Lust, and More with Serenity. Today we're going to be talking about hurt people, okay? In relationships, nobody wants to sit down and be like, yo, this is what I'm really going through, because they feel that the significant other or whatever, they don't care. And then they get hurt in that relationship by cheating, lying, or whatever, or self-sabotage. And that shit, self-sabotage, that is real as shit, okay? That's another topic for another day, though. And then 2 minutes later, you turn around and get with another person just to hurt them, because you've been hurt. For what? Because you don't want to take the time and work on yourself, because you are, what, scared of being alone. That's what it is. There is no other way around it, that you can't sit there and work on yourself and be single and enjoy being alone because you are scared to be alone. So in turn, you take all that hurt and baggage to your next relationship and dump all that shit on the other person. That's why we have so many failed relationships now. Because the hurt we have, we hurt other people with. And then we leave them, or they leave us, and then turn around and take your hurt, okay, a lot of your hurt from your baggage, put it in their baggage, and double it and give it to the next person. What we need to do as a society, as a whole, as a nation, as the world, as the people, is take time, sit the fuck down, be inside, and focus on us. Even the people screaming, be in your bag, I'm focusing on me and all this other shit. They're not. Let's be real. I guarantee you, they're not. Let me tell you why. Because the people that got to advertise that they're in their bag and enjoying being alone, I guarantee you they're not alone. They're on Tinder every other night or every night, or on whatever dating site is popular nowadays. I don't even know, okay? And they're sleeping with the next person. What is that doing? That is bringing another type of baggage to their baggage. So when they finally do get in a relationship, even if you sleep around for a year talking about, oh, I'm single for a year, I'm in my bag, or I'm single for 4 years or whatever, and you finally get in a relationship after sleeping with the whole world, basically, from whatever dating site you've been on, because you don't want to be in a relationship at the time, but you still finding companionship in a bedroom, in a car, in a bathroom, in a park, wherever you decide to do it, because you oh so quote unquote freaky, nasty ass, you get in a relationship, okay? And then you bring all of that and give it to the next person. It is a continuous cycle of how hurt people. And then now you got this person that you started out with, okay? The very first person they're so damn traumatized and have PTSD from the baggage you gave them, right? Because of your trauma and PTSD. And that person that doubled it and gave it to the next person, they're so damn traumatized that they decide to triple it and give it to the next person. What does those people do? Quadruple it. It's a fucking cycle. It's a horrendous cycle of how hurt people hurt people. Okay? So what you need to do, what we all need to do, is sit back and understand that, A, it is way okay to be alone. It is very okay. Okay? And B, you need help. People say communication is key. Bullshit. Comprehension is the key to a great life. Fuck just a relationship. You have to comprehend how your trauma is affecting other people and take accountability. You need to work on yourself, i.e. go to therapy. Get in your Bible. Talk to God. You need to talk to somebody that can help you professionally. Not your fucking friend, Tiffany, okay? Your friend is just as toxic and damaged as you are. And you need to actually be by yourself before you get in another relationship. And work on a lot of your baggage, a lot of your trauma, okay? Empty some of that shit before you hop and double it and give it to the next person. And remember, sleeping around does not mean you're single, okay? You may be single physically, but you are not single emotionally. It don't matter if you have 30 hoes. You're sleeping with them. You're creating a released endorphin that in your mind, you're imagining that person's mind, this person's mind. You're being delusional. Get it the fuck together. And always remember, hurt people hurt people. Do better for yourself. Stop looking for your wives in the relationship you're in. If you looking for your wife and that person that you're with, or husband, and that person that you with ain't it, leave. Don't do all that extra shit, but leave. With that being said, I have a headache, so I'm gonna go. Have a good day, guys.